Well, let's turn to the dean himself, the greatest political analyst, Ed Rollins, who has been in the White House, run campaign. He ran Ronald Reagan's re-election. That's considered the most successful campaign in history. He was the chief political advisor of the House Republicans and ran the NRCC. Ed Rollins, how you doing?
Good, Mark. How you doing?
Very good. Now, if you were running the Democratic Party right now, would you run Joe Biden, or would you say to yourself, we got to get somebody else?
I would say I'd have to get someone else. I'd say thank you, Joe, for wonderful four. If I'm a Democrat, thank you, Joe, for wonderful 4 years. Now go off to retire in one of your fancy houses that your brother bought you. Now, I don't know who they'd pick at this point in time. I don't think the vice president's a stronger candidate, but my sense is, and I think a majority of Democrats would like to find an alternative. But, you know, to a certain extent, the president wants to run again. It's going to be tough to beat him.
So if he runs again and people think Kamala Harris, you just can't have her with a frail Joe Biden, how would you replace a vice presidential candidate?
Well, you'd have to get her something bigger and more important. I just think they've made the decision not to do that. It creates great controversy. Obviously, African-American voters and women voters are very, very important to the Democratic coalition. So yeah. You'd have to do it very gentle if you're going to do it. I assume they won't do it. They're not exactly a brave and courageous group. So.
Yeah. Now what happens next? We're a long way away, but
lots can change.
Yeah.
Lots can change.
But if you were Ron DeSantis right now, what would you do? He's been flip-flopping Ukraine. Maybe.
I'd focus on my legislative agenda. He's got a legislative session. It lasts till May. I'd try and get whatever I wanted to accomplish because he's got a majority in both the House and the Senate there and just focus on that and not focus on the presidential. I think the best opportunity he has is that Trump self-destructs or gets destructed by all the various legal things going at him. And I think to a certain extent, I think Trump's just going to get worn down. And I think he may be enhanced a little bit by his base. But at the end of the day, he can't expand that base. And that base is not good enough to get him elected president.
Yeah. So. You're absolutely right. Years ago, let's say the 80s, though, even the 90s, presidential campaigns started much later. This starting a year, 2 years out, it's a little crazy, isn't it?
Usually the opposition started a little bit. When I ran Reagan's campaign, we didn't announce till January. I left the White House. I was the White House political director. I left the White House in October of 83 to start putting the campaign together. So it was a year-long campaign. Again, he was an incumbent president. He was a great candidate. He was very popular at the end of the day. But the same race, Mondale had started 4 years earlier. He started the day after Carter and he lost. So it's not unusual for a challenger to start early. It is unusual for a president to start. And to a certain extent, Trump is being treated like a president. I think his biggest worry, you know, I was thinking yesterday, if Trump were to walk away at 2:30 in election morning and said, you know, made a good run, there's some challenges here I want to correct, give Rudy Giuliani a bottle of scotch and a limousine and send him home, he'd be on his way to re-election with magnificent numbers. But unfortunately, in the 6 months fighting for what he thought was where he got stolen election, it's created chaos among lawyers. He's got 17 lawyers now, basically in legal in peril. Giuliani is totally destroyed as a factor figure. And the president himself can't get any credit for the accomplishments that he had, meaning President Trump. And the more he rants and raves about the past, the less and less likely he's going to attract younger voters and new voters.
Yeah. So, you know, they always say rants and raves about the past. Democrats do the same thing. They cannot shut up about January 6th. Same thing. It's from the past.
No, that's absolutely right. But this particular case, it's the stolen election. You know, and I think to a certain extent, he took a good run at trying to make that work, and it didn't. And I think to a certain extent, it's now become his legacy as opposed to his legacy of how he fought the borders and all the rest of it. You know, his policies were good, just no one's talking about his policies anymore.
Yeah. Now, Ed Rollins, you said something very important last time. I think we need to emphasize this again, because you'll always hear Republicans say, the election was unfair because of the ballot harvesting, the early voting. They keep whining and whining. But you said they better stop complaining and learn how to do it, right?
I totally agree with that. The game is not going to be changed. We're not going to go back to single-day election. We have to live with this month long or however long, you know, we won't have COVID. But certainly the Democrats in the key states that they control are going to change or alter. And people who vote early have kind of like that. We just got to go make sure there are people who vote early. We need to put a lot of focus on that. And if we do that, you know, we can get more voters. That's the key thing here. So.
But now, how do you do that? The Democrats get a Mark Zuckerberg to throw in $500 million to hire people to go do that. How do Republicans?
There's tons. Well, first of all, Democrats see politics as a vocation.
Yeah.
They do it 365 days a year. Our operatives, our people, our volunteers, mostly are the backbone of our party. They see it, you know, they'll get out a couple months before the election, do whatever they can, but it's not a lifelong. There's plenty of money. Republicans got plenty of money. They spent tons of money, not correctly, obviously, in this last election, but every bit as much money as the money was not the issue here. The issue was, is it run by Washingtonians who basically have made their encampment there, or is it going to be run by people across the country? Democrats have kept their operatives across the country, their AFL-CIO, their environmentalists, they live in communities, they work in those communities. Our political process is all Washington-based, and that's obviously not good.
Yeah, that's a good point, because in all the big municipalities where elections often get decided, control of the polling place, the machines, those are all lifelong Democrats. But Republicans, they're more country club types. They're never going to figure that out, are they?
They're willing to write a small check. Some write a bigger check, but they don't want to go out and walk precincts. They don't want to go out and do it. And we as a party basically moved away from volunteers, which we used to have a very strong volunteer base, to kind of a consultant base. Consultants make no money off of volunteers, so that's kind of the demise. I used a ton of volunteers in the 84 campaign, which I think led to the additional success that Reagan had. You know, we registered 7 million new voters. We had 600,000 volunteers, and the president added that number to his total from the earlier landslide. And I think to a certain extent, you've got to go out. He's buying tens and millions of extra commercials is not going to basically make the case. So what it needs, you're going to need to go out and knock on doors, say, have you voted? Do you want to vote? Can I help you? And that's what Democrats do. They show up at your doorstep. They're in a van, load you in the van, give you a cup of coffee, take you to the polls. And they know where everybody is. They have the churches that are very, very involved. And I think to a certain extent, if we don't duplicate it, if we don't go sit down and study what they did to us in the last two elections and correct it, we're not going to be viable.
Oh, very good point. Remember, Ed Rollins ran the most successful presidential campaign ever, 1984. You won 49 states, and you actually could have won 50.
49 states, and if we didn't campaign in Minnesota, we put $10,000 to open a headquarters.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we lost it by a switch of 1,700 votes, would have given us 50 states. So,
but you kind of let Mondale have Minnesota just out of courtesy.
Yeah, it was President Reagan's viewpoint that he wanted to let Mondale. And to a certain extent, you know, what difference does it make?
Yeah. Well, Ed Rollins, great talking to you. We'll do it again soon.
My pleasure.
Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good video up there today. Now, are you going to indict, prosecute, try to arrest Donald Trump? Watch this. Here's some great pictures. This is who the Republicans would like to see arrested. Some amazing photographs here. Also, this is funny but sad. Watch Joe Biden make a complete fool out of himself in Canada a few days ago. He thought he was in China. He doesn't know where the hell he is. Take a look at this. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.